Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Amen and amen. What a symphony of praise. What a musical tapestry of praise, choruses and classical themes. Linda McKechnie.
Absolutely amazing.
Majesty, huh? Mm. Majesty, standing in awe because Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible tells me so, and help us taking this message far and wide, all round the globe. Amen.
Amen.
WhatsApp us the word give, your name and the amount to 082-657-2729 in partnership with us.
Yep. And remember, WhatsApp also can be sent. The number is 082-657-2729. Now, you might have heard last week, we started with Behind and Beyond Bars with Smitty and Paula Mahlaba. So today, they're explaining the benefits of restorative justice.
A very warm welcome again. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is Paula Mahlaba Mokgethi. And I'm just saying to you, hello, hello, hello there, Behind and Beyond Buzz family. We are together again, and I hope you are tuning in and you'll continue to tune in. And we're carrying on. But for our new listeners, I'm quite sure that you will get something out of this topic. Our topic is benefits of restorative justice. I'm not alone.
Yes, and a good day to you, Paula, and good day to you, listeners. Greeting all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ.
Amen and amen. Smitty, you explained what is restorative justice last week. If you can just go back again just a little bit. Difference between restorative justice and rehabilitation. So that we can get to benefits.
Yes, what we said last week, recap very briefly, mm-hmm. Restorative justice is healing the wounds of crime.
Yes.
And it's a lot of relationships mm-hmm. are damaged in crime.
Yes.
All right. Rehabilitation is only looking at the behavior, or primarily looking at the behavior of the offender.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas restorative justice is looking of reestablishing, restoring. We spoke yes. about the word restore. Yes. Restore relationships mm-hmm. that were damaged due to, let's say, bad behavior.
Yes.
All right. That's not necessary mm-hmm. only for criminal behaviors. Mm-hmm. Families can also suffer some broken relationships.
Yes.
So it's restoring relationships, that's restorative justice, and rehabilitation is primarily looking at the behavior of the offender.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is he committing crime?
Yes.
In a nutshell, Paula.
Thank you, and that is Smitty. So, and then we said in restorative justice family, we have the benefits. So, and we ask the question, who actually benefits from restorative justice? In previous programs, we said that restorative justice includes everyone.
Yes, that is that. And I think by outlining mm-hmm. who may benefit from restorative justice, mm-hmm. it will also outline the differences between restorative justice and
rehabilitation.
That's
yes.
correct.
So, and we said, since we are all included in restorative justice, the families, the offender, the victim, the community, which is the society, and
even correctional services.
Even correctional services.
You know, yes. we must not forget that the police and correctional services are also affected by crime.
True.
You know, if you look at the forensic detectives,
mm-hmm.
they come at crime scenes,
mm-hmm.
horrific crime scenes,
mm-hmm.
you know. So they are affected by yes. what they have to observe.
Yes.
So it actually is a very wide field of mm-hmm. people that are affected.
Yes. So if we are all affected and if we are all included in restorative justice, it means we all benefit, or we must all benefit from restorative justice.
Absolutely, Paula, yes. The idea is that a person needs to reach out. The attempt of restorative justice is to reach all. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. And it is not always practically possible to reach all. Mm. But the intent of restorative justice is to go out as far as the community at large as well.
Yes. And just a reminder again that this meeting of this program, that the purpose of this program is for the whole of us as people who are offenders or people who are victims, people who are society, community, and everybody to have a dialogue, to talk, to teach each other.
Well, you know, Paula, what I like about your program is you making people aware of what difficulties there are and processes and programs we had on previous programs. We broadcast, at least we had programs that are offered so that people can become aware. Yes. You know, Paula, this whole restorative justice is a societal responsibility.
Yes.
I think there's one thing a lot of people have the attitude of lock them up and throw the keys away.
Mm-hmm. And it is the government's problem.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They see it. That's now in the hands of the police and correctional services, and they distance themselves from that.
Yes.
Sadly, we all have got a responsibility.
True.
Not only with current offenders, but also with children that are growing up.
Yes.
You know, we need to create a society where kids can feel safe, that they don't have the need to resort to crime. But that's another topic.
For another day. Right. And we said the benefits of restorative justice. And we said on last week, we said it views criminal acts more comprehensively rather than defining crime only as law breaking. It recognizes the offender's harm to victims. And another one, it says it involves more parties,
absolutely.
Yes.
You know, restorative justice, Paula, puts the victim actually
in the center. Yes.
Whereas a lot of people think with all these rehabilitation, and even people have the view that with restorative justice, we put the offender at the center.
Yes.
The offender is very much part of this whole process. But if you don't look at what the victim feels, experience, suffering, and how that needs to be corrected, we're losing it.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
So the victim is very much at the focus point of restorative justice.
So true. And then it also measures success differently. Rather than measuring success on how much the punishment has been inflicted to the offender, it measures how much harm has been repaired or prevented.
Oh, absolutely. I love this word, prevented.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I love it. Because, you know, one thing that correctional services, the responsibility for correctional service, is to actually prevent reoffending.
Yes.
So if you don't actually get that behavior changed, and also let the community accept the offender back, all right, he will offend again.
Yes. Meaning that the community has got to take part, and the community is us, me and you.
Oh, yes,
we are
absolutely
the community.
Absolutely.
Yes.
A lot of people just look at the churches and things like that and say, you know, the churches must take risks.
Yeah,
but schools must take actions. You know, everybody. But it
and
is
individual as well, because
yes,
people
absolutely
look at groups, the organizations should go there, but you can just go there as one person who wants to make a change inside.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to bring in another word, yeah, and maybe I'm off target here, is that, you know, we need to see people the way Jesus Christ sees us.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Yes, sure. People are offending, but do we have to be judgmental all the time? You know, I think we must rather assist and embrace restorative justice, healing wounds of crime.
So, since our time is just running away from us, that is Smithy, like normal, like usual, let me just give our Behind and Beyond Buzz family our email address. behind.beyondbuzz@gmail.com.
Can I just ask the listeners, please drop us a line.
Please
drop us a line, ask questions and whatever you want to know.
Bye-bye.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Enjoy a cup of coffee and catch up on your favorite program. Download our podcasts on radiopulpit.co.za.
And there you are. There you are at the time at Radio Pulpit. Thank you so much for that. Lukum Kweri Puti, great brilliance.
Yes, absolutely, I must say.
Yeah.
And I think it fosters a lot of peace in our society as well.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Absolutely love it.
You know, I had an email, well, handwritten letter from a young man in the Sasselburg
prison
on Friday, and saying that he listens to Radio Pulpit morning, noon and night in prison. And thank you so much. And perhaps he's listening right now.
Probably.
In Sasselburg's prison. En vir jou broer daar in die gevangenis in Sasselburg, net weer eens om te sê ons dink aan jou. En baie liefde en baie groete vir jou vrou en jou twee klein dogtertjies. En baie dankie, ons bid saam vir dit wat jy gevra het in die brief aan my. En ek glo dat die Here ook daardie gebed gaan onthou. Baie seën en sterkte vir jou daar in die Sasselburgse gevangenis.
You know what I really love and I always love about these letters? Letters are so genuine. Letters are so genuine. And, you know, one of the things prisoners often have in their prison cells is not cell phones, but radios.
Yes. Did I tell you the story? I know the listeners know the story so well.
I want to hear it.
But before we get to that story, WhatsApp us. WhatsApp us. And the number is 082-657-2729-082-657-2729. Begin om met die woord give, jou naam en die bedrag. Magda Herp says, Johan, Blue Death is baie goed vir enige kruipende insekte, maar dit is uiters giftig. Jy kan dit nie gebruik as jy troeteldiere of kinders het. Blue Death. Borax werk vir kakkerlakke. Groete, sê Magda Herps uit Johannesburg.
Let me try and interpret what she's saying.
Yes.
Hopefully I'll get it right. She says that Blue Death is very good, but you can't have it when you have kids. Right? Is that
what
she said?
Yes, and pets.
And pets, okay. Yes. And then Borax werk ook vir... Lekkerlakke. What's lekkerlakke?
Kakkerlakke. That are the insects you were referring to.
Oh, cockroaches.
Cockroaches as kakkerlakke.
I didn't know
you
that.
You didn't know that. Kakkerlakke.
No. Oh, we call it amakakorosh.
Amakakorosh.
Yes.
Amakakorosh e kakkerlak. Hey.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I've used it. Hopefully, I want to see the results over the next couple of days. By the way, there's a challenge in place. So my husband walked in and he was trying to make a joke out of it. He's like, no, I'll show you what works. He's obsessed with these foggers, you know?
He's obsessed
with those. So now there's a challenge. If it hasn't worked by next week Friday, then he's using foggers.
Okay.
So I'm praying it works within these next couple of days.
Amen. Magda Herbs hier uit Johannesburg. Bye bye. Dankie Magda. Groete daar by jou. And the story I wanted to tell you, perhaps many listeners know the story so well, but it's always a great story. It's a prison story. Many, many years from this same studio where I'm sitting now. On a Saturday morning, I was broadcasting and what is now known as the Khosi Mampuru prison here in Pretoria was
in
known.
In the CBD?
Yes.
Okay.
It was known as Pretoria Central Prison at the time. And at the time, the death penalty was still in place.
Sure.
And there are apparently 5 death cells. And at the end of cell number 5, it is the room where they hang the people, to put it bluntly.
Okay.
And this certain gentleman, he was in for the death penalty. And the day before the death penalty was committed to him, the chaplain of the prison at the time, way back, brought him a radio and put it onto Radio Pulpit. And that morning he listened, and I don't know what I said, but the social worker later told me that what was broadcast, what I said on Radio Pulpit, changed this man's life in a sense that...
Wow.
Apparently I said, come to the Lord, Psalm 37, let me just have it in front of me quickly. Psalm 37, which says...
I literally got goosebumps.
Yeah. Psalm 37, let me just look it up quickly so that I have the precise words, which says, trust in the Lord, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37, verse 4. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, when I take delight in the Lord, it means I do the will of the Lord. I do God's will. And when I do God's will, I will pray accordingly. And my desires will be accordingly to God's will, because that is the desire of my heart. So I talked about this. And this man, who knew he would be hanged the next day.
Okay.
He took this very literally, and he said to the Lord, well, if this is true, he wasn't a Christian. If this is true, help me that I won't be hanged tomorrow morning.
Sure.
And I will serve you for the rest of my life. Now, what are the chances?
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, it's certain you're about to be hung. So what do you think will change by tomorrow?
That night at 12 o'clock, the then president of South Africa, F.W. de Klerk, changed the death penalty into life sentence.
What?
That man lived for many, many years. He became a pastor in the prison of Khosi Mampuru prison in Pretoria, leading so many people to Jesus. He's deceased now. He's with the Lord now. And when you talked about the prison, I thought of this story. And that is what Radio Pulpit did. By God's grace.
That's what I'm thinking.
By the mercy
of God. The news got to that prison. Yeah.
In the death cell. And he was saved by the grace of Jesus. And his prayer was answered. Because that night at 12 o'clock, the then president F.W. de Klerk abolished the death sentence in South Africa.
When your death is certain and God literally jumps in and says, for your sake,
you see,
I will change matters.
You see. And that's why we're asking you, wherever you may be in God's world, partake in this Vigathon with us and take us beyond the desire of a man, so that we have, as Psalm 37 says, the desire of God's heart, because we are seeking God's will and we are desiring God's will. We take delight
in His will.
In His will. And then we can come and ask, because then our prayer will be accordingly to His will.
Amen. Since we started broadcasting, so much has changed, and we've been blessed to grow with it, from launching websites, apps, podcasts, and social media pages to reaching you in new and exciting ways. Radio Pulpit is here to keep faith alive in your everyday life. And thanks to your support, we've even upgraded our broadcasting equipment to bring you the best experience possible. Now, as we look to the future, we invite you to take hands with us once again to keep Radio Pulpit on air, sharing the gospel far and wide across every platform, connecting faith to life. Simply SMS the word GIVE and the amount you'd like to contribute to 37871. Standard rates apply. Let's stay on air everywhere, spreading hope and faith together. Remember, if you don't have means for that SMS, you can always drop us a WhatsApp 082-657-2729. I still look up and read that number, but I saw, Johan, you've got it. You already know it off by heart.
082-657-2729. That's the number.
He's 082-657-2729.
2729. Come on, give us the word, give the amount and your name. Luca, you know that there are listeners to us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Durban? Do you know Umhlanga?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The last time I was in Durban, I was in Umhlanga.
Yeah, Umhlanga. And just north of the beautiful Oyster Box Hotel, a very posh hotel.
Mm.
Just north of the Oyster Box. You can go to the Oyster Box and have tea and scones in the afternoon.
Okay.
There's a pianist playing and you feel like Queen Camilla sitting there and Prince Charles coming in, King Charles. Well, anyway, now north of the Oyster Box in Umhlanga, there's a beautiful portion of the ocean. They call it Granny's Pool. You can swim there. The water is lovely. And just...
It's not only grannies that swim, right?
No. Okay. I swim there when we go there as well. Oh, it's lovely. And the water down where we live in Cape Town, it's very cold, the water. But mm-hmm. I'm accustomed to that. And the water in Umhlanga, it's like bath water.
It's
lovely,
warm.
Indian Ocean.
Is it a... Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
We're at the Atlantic Ocean.
I thought there's some heating happening.
No. It's normal. And now what I wanted to say, just beyond the Granny's Pool, the surfers are there.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know that right now at this very moment, there are so many of those surfers on their surfboards in the afternoons listening to Radio Pulpit in their ears. And on the app, on the surfboard, and they contact me from time to time. They are born-again Christians, surfing there in Durban, young dudes. And,
young dudes.
Yeah, they surfing, and they listen to Radio Pulpit. So let's play them, all the surfers up in Umhlanga. Let's play this one, Makanakas, and Celebration Africa with Makanaka to all the surfers up in Umhlanga.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.